Ironic as this sounds at first, scientists at Virginia Tech say compounds in one of the ingredients in chocolate appear to help prevent diabetes and promote weight loss. Sounds sweet, right? Actually, it's just the opposite, says Andrew Nielsen, assistant professor of food science and technology.
We actually study cocoa. And that's the big difference, is that cocoa comes from the plant called Theobroma cacao that's grown in tropical regions of the world. The cocoa powder that is produced actually has the compounds that we believe have health protective activities.
Like affecting the way our bodies absorb fat and promoting feelings of satiety. But he cautions,
I'm not going to name names, but some of my relatives who are saying, oh, this is really exciting because now I have a justification to eat my chocolate. It's like, no, eat chocolate because you like it. But do so in moderation, and look for ways to get cocoa, without the added fat and sugar.
So it's not like this is that fantasy film future featured in the 1973 comedy Sleeper, where it seemed like our dreams of hot fudge sundaes as health food had finally come true.
Has he asked for anything special?
Yes, this morning for breakfast he requested something called wheat germ, organic honey, and tiger's milk.
Oh yes, those are the charm substances that some years ago were felt to contain life-preserving properties.
You mean there was no deep fat, no steak, or cream pies, or hot fudge?
Those were thought to be unhealthy. Precisely the opposite of what we now know to be true.
In fact, what scientists at Virginia Tech have found to be true from a study of mice published today in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry is one particular compound in cocoa called oligomeric procyanidins appear to have the strongest effect on preventing weight gain and diabetes. If scientists can develop a cocoa higher in that compound, it might become a way to prevent them using food rather than medicine. Next, Nielsen's group will be recruiting volunteers for a study examining how cocoa influences metabolism in people with high blood glucose levels. I'm Robbie Harris.